Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we observe inner and outer life by the seas as depicted in Sangam literary work Natrine 145 penned by Nambi Kuttuvan. The verse is set in the Nadal landscape and speaks in the voice of the confidant to the lady, passing on a hidden message to the man listening nearby. இருங்கழி பொருத ஈர வெண்மணல் மாக்கொடி அடும்பின் மா இதழ் அலறி கூந்தல் மகளிர் கோதை கூட்டும் காமர் கொண்கண் நாம் வெங்கேண்மை ஐது எய்ந்து இல்லா ஊங்கும் நம்முடு புணர்ந்தனன் போல உணர கூறி தான் யாங்கு என்னும் அரணியில் அன்னை யான் எழில் அறிதலும் உரியல் நீயும் நம் பராரை புன்னைச் சேரி மெல்ல நல்லன் கங்குளும் வருமரோ அம்மா வாளி தோழி அவர் தேர்மணி குரலே. Being a coastal landscape, the poem welcomes us with the sight of salty waters crashing on the wet sands of the shore in Irungali Purudha Eera Venmanal. Then we take in the Adumbu or the beach morning glory, a rugged creeper that survives in most terrains. Aranil Anne talks about a mother who's unjust. Wonder what she did to earn such an epithet. Nallen Kangul talks about the middle of the night, and in that darkness, the poem ends with the sound of chariot bells in Thermani Kural. What could be the story that those bells tell us? The man and lady have been in a love relationship for a while. The confidant observes the man come by to the lady's house one night to tryst with the lady. Pretending not to have seen him but making sure he's in earshot, the confidant says to the lady, "The dark salty waters crash against the wet white sands of the shore, and there spreads the dark adumbu creepers whose large petal flowers are favored by women with long tresses who gather these flowers and tie them into a string of flowers for their hair. The Lord comes from such a desirable land. When your relationship with him has not yet settled fully well, our unjust mother thinks that he's the one with you and questions me about where he's from. She further tries to probe the reasons for the changes in your beauty. Listen, my friend, may you live long. At midnight, in our little hamlet filled with thick-trunked punai trees, won't the sound of his chariot bells be heard?" With these words, the confidant is hinting to the man listening that the lady's mother is aware of their relationship and she may soon confine the lady to the house. So, she insists that to avoid losing the lady's company, the man must seek her hand in marriage without further delay. While the end seems the same in many of these songs, let's explore what different things this particular poem brings to the fore. First, an exploration of a coastal plant. Having seen creepers with purple flowers on beaches in Chennai, somehow I had got it into my head that those were weeds that were growing only because of the pollution. A 2000-year-old Sangam song illuminates the truth and makes me see that my perception was wrong. These creepers that are said to spread on the shores of not just the Indian Ocean, but even on Pacific and Atlantic shores, and they are found in continents as far apart as Australia and North America. The Adumbu, commonly called as goat's foot or beach morning glory, is said to be good to hold the dunes in place, thereby preventing erosion. In addition, these plants have also been used as medicine by tribes across centuries. However, in this song, the plant is mentioned for its big petal flower, supposedly favored by Sangam women who gather the same, tie it into flower garlands and wear on their hair. The confidant mentions this plant saying that the Lord comes from such a beautiful land. But something tells me that there must be a bigger reason for such an elaborate mention of this flower. The confidant then goes into the abstract matter of the lady's relationship with the man, saying things are not so clear, but already mother seems to be aware of the happenings. She informs the lady she thinks so because mother has gone to the extent of directly probing where the man comes from. The confidant sounds worried about mother's many questions. An unjust mother, she declares, no doubt because the confidant is unable to answer her strict questions. She wonders how she can escape such questions from mother. That too, no matter how much caution the Lord may exercise, the sounds of his chariot bells can be heard clearly in the middle of the night in their little hamlet, and there's no way mother will let the confidant go scot-free the next time over. These are the words that are said not to the lady, but to the man listening nearby, to stress that such meetings will not be possible in the near future, and that his best course of action is to seek the lady's hand in marriage. Reverting back to the opening scene, wherein women desire to wear those beach morning glories, the confidant mentions that as a metaphor for the marriage that the lady desires. A string of words that brings to us a seaside song hidden amidst a string of flowers. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient lands and minds. Please visit nandinikarki.com to share your thoughts and do rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.